Well, Kevin Rudd leaves for Copenhagen tonight, but not before taking another swipe at the opposition over climate policy. The opposition policy is expected to focus on measures like energy efficiency and carbon sequestration technology. The Liberal leader, Tony Abbott, calls it direct action. Kevin Rudd says it's more like a case of direct regulation. He says the opposition's plan will be more expensive and less effective and engulf businesses in red tape. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
On his last day in Australia before heading to the Copenhagen climate talks, Kevin Rudd chose to visit a cooperative school in the Canberra suburb of O'Connor. The children gave the Prime Minister a book they'd made about their hopes for the climate talks and also made some slightly pointed requests of the Prime Minister.
I heard that you and other world leaders were going to a meeting at Copenhagen. I hope you listen and maybe all the other world leaders will listen too.
Kevin Rudd also joined in a chorus of the school song.
We make friends easily, we make friends easily. School and community, very kind people, that's our style, that's our style.
But that wasn't Mr. Rudd's style in addressing the opposition's call for direct action to reduce emissions rather than a carbon trading scheme.
We have a clear-cut, well-thought-through policy. They have policy making on the run. We have one which puts a cap on the amount of carbon pollution we produce. They have no cap. We have a clear compensation mechanism for families. They have none. Our system is fully funded. Theirs is a magic pudding.
He says the opposition's plan to focus on measures like sequestering carbon in soil, better land management and more energy efficiency policies will end up costing more.
What the Liberal Party needs to do is to take a calm, measured approach to developing mainstream policy for the future, including on climate change, rather than simply shooting from the hip, shooting from the lip, and policy development on the run.
But the opposition leader Tony Abbott has brushed aside the criticism.
When our policy comes out before the Parliament sits again, people will see that there are much better ways to improve the environment and reduce emissions than Mr. Rudd's great big tax.
And he doesn't buy the Prime Minister's argument that the opposition's plans will strangle businesses in red tape.
Mr. Rudd knows all about bureaucracy. What does Mr. Rudd think his emissions trading scheme is? It's a great big tax to produce a massive political slush fund to provide enormous handouts to favoured groups that will be administered by a vast bureaucracy, including a carbon police to run around the place, monitoring people's emissions and people's compliance with these various licences.
The Prime Minister leaves tonight, stopping off briefly for talks with his Japanese counterpart before arriving in Copenhagen for the final two critical days of the climate talks. He's not predicting an easy ride.
The disagreements between now and this Friday are going to be intense. There'll be multiple predictions of total collapse, multiple predictions of emerging success. I wish I had a crystal ball and can tell you how it's going to turn out. This is massively complex, but we intend to give it our best effort to try and forge an agreement at Copenhagen because Australia's national interests are at stake.
But Tony Abbott says the Prime Minister will be haunted by failure if there isn't an agreement reached at Copenhagen.
Basically, he's been hassling world leaders for the last 2 years over this. There's nothing wrong with Australians trying to influence world leaders. That's a good thing. But I think Mr. Rudd's problem is that he's forgotten that he's Prime Minister of Australia and thought that he was Prime Minister of the world.
The Family First Senator, Steve Fielding, is already in Copenhagen, but he wants the talks to be suspended until there's been an investigation into emails hacked from East Anglia University. Senator Fielding says it's useless to be talking about lowering emissions when that might not help the climate. The Greens leader, Bob Brown, says most people do see the need for action.
Everybody's realising that we're going to have to deal with a change in direction of our economies, of our employment, if we're going to take the advantage of the real challenge that climate change presents to the world.
But he's angry at the news that Australian negotiators at Copenhagen are calling for the emissions from extraordinary events like bushfires and droughts to be excluded from emissions targets.
You can't cheat with climate change because we're in real trouble. And we do know that the world is warming with disastrous consequences. We're seeing the bushfires, the worst storms, sea level rises, the drying out and the droughts across our food producing regions. And we've got to tackle it. And you can't tackle that by cheating.
Bob Brown, the Greens leader, ending Naomi Woodley's report.